Likewise shalt thou do with thine oxen and with thy sheep. 7 days it shall be with his dam. On the 8th day thou shalt give it me.
And it came to pass on the 8th day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. And in the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. And on the 8th day he shall take 2 he-lambs without blemish, and 1 ewe-lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3 tenth deals of fine flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. And he shall bring them on the 8th day for his cleansing unto the priest, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And on the 8th day he shall take to him 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, and come before the Lord unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and give them unto the priest. And on the 8th day she shall take unto her 2 turtles, or 2 young pigeons, and bring them unto the priest to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. When a bullock, or a sheep, or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam, and from the 8th day, and thenceforth, it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no several work therein. Also in the 15th day of the 7th month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the 1st day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall sow the 8th year, and eat yet of old fruit until the 9th year. Until the fruits come in, ye shall eat of the old store. And on the 8th day he shall bring 2 turtles or 2 young pigeons to the priest, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. On the 8th day offered Gamaliel the son of Pedazur, prince of the children of Manasseh. On the 8th day ye shall have a solemn assembly, ye shall do no servile work therein. And in the 11th year, in the month Bul, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all the parts thereof, and according to all the fashion of it. So was he 7 years in building it. On the 8th day he sent the people away, and they blessed the king, and went unto their tents joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that the Lord had done for David his servant, and for Israel his people. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah, and he offered upon the altar. So did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made, and he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel, and he offered upon the altar and burnt incense. And in the 38th year of Asa king of Judah began Ahab the son of Omri to reign over Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. In the 38th year of Azariah king of Judah did Zechariah the son of Jeroboam reign over Israel in Samaria 6 months. And Jehoiakim the king of Judah went out to the king of Babylon, he, and his mother, and his servants, and his princes, and his officers. And the king of Babylon took him in the 8th year of his reign, Johanan the 8th, Elzabad the 9th, the 7th to Hakoz, the 8th to Abijah, the 8th to Jeshiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, Amiel the 6th, Issachar the 7th, Peulathai the 8th, for God blessed him. The 8th captain for the 8th month was Sibbecai the Hushathite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. And in the 8th day they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. Now they began on the 1st day of the 1st month to sanctify, and on the 8th day of the month came they to the porch of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days, and in the 16th day of the 1st month they made an end. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places, and the groves, and the carved images, and the molten images. Also day by day, from the 1st day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day was a solemn assembly according unto the manner.
And when these days are expired, it shall be that upon the eighth day, and so forward, the priest shall make your burnt offerings upon the altar, and your peace offerings. And I will accept you, saith the Lord God. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying,
And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begat Isaac, and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs.
Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition.
Fifth, Sardonyx. The sixth, Sardius. The seventh, Chrysolite. The eighth, Beryl. The ninth, a topaz. The tenth, a chrysoprasus. The 11th, a jacinth. The 12th, an amethyst.